哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, beloved brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
我们来看马太福音。
Please turn to the gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音，请看第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章二十五节到三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34.
二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？二十六节。
Verse 26.
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？二十七节。
27.
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？二十八节。
28.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。二十九节。
Verse 29.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵花呢。三十节。
30.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？三十一节。
31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。三十二节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。三十三节。
33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。三十三节。所以不要三十四节。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天就够了。
34.
我们读这一段经文的时候，不知道我们有什么样的感受。
I don't know how you were feeling when you were reading this passage.
或许我们在座当中会有人觉得说又是一段这个不食人间烟火的高调。
Perhaps some of us here might think that this is a passage that's very unrealistic.
又是一个教人要过度乐观的教导。
It's a teaching that it's about teaching people how to be very optimistic.
虽然我今天还不至于沦落到流入街头有一餐没一餐的窘况。
Even though today I'm not living on the street and don't know where my next meal will be.
但是领死薪水的我，眼看着柴米油盐酱醋茶，各样民生物资都在涨。
I have a fixed salary, yet I see everything out there is increasing in price.
我不得不也要想一想我是不是要缩衣节食一番呢？吃什么，穿什么不像以前能够看什么就买什么。
I have to worry about what I need to eat tomorrow. How should I dress myself? It's not like before, whether I can spend money as I wish.
我是不是也该这个精打细算一番呢？以免我入不敷出。
I have to watch my finance very closely, otherwise I might live beyond my means.
我是不是也会担心在下一波的裁员里头有我那名单上有我的名字。
I'm afraid that I'm on the list of people that will be that are to be fired.
如果真的那个时候到了，那我该怎么办呢？
If the moment comes, what will I do?
我的房贷谁来缴呢？
Who will pay for my mortgage?
我还有孩子在念大学，他们的学费要去哪里张罗呢？
I have kids in college, and where should I get their education money from?
这些都是很现实的问题。
These are very realistic problems.
也是真的很值得我们忧虑的问题。
There are problems that we should worry about.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，跟我们日常生活的现实情况好像有那么没有办法搭嘎在一起。
It seems like we cannot apply what we have just read in our life.
哦，到底呀，主耶稣是不是又在唱高调了？
Is Lord Jesus talking about another lofty teaching that we cannot obtain?
哦，那这样子的一个认知啊，也会导致在我们信仰生活上的一个装甲哦，一个假装啊。
Such a teaching might cause us to become of a hypocrite in our faith.
哦，因为啊，在这里三十节说，你们这小信的人呐、啊。
Because verse 30 tells us that you of little faith.
哦，凡事啊，为将来、为明天忧虑啊，啊，一定会被归纳成小信的人。
If you worry about tomorrow, about your future, you might be categorized as one of little faith.
我不想被人家当成小信的人。
I don't want other people to think that I'm of little faith.
哦，就算我有很多的忧愁。
Even if I have a lot of worries.
我有很多的挂虑。
I have much anxiety.
我都必须要装作是没有发生事情一样。
I have to pretend as if there's nothing wrong with my life.
以免呢被归类于小信的人那一类。
Otherwise, I might be categorized as a person of little faith.
哦，所以在教会生活的时候啊，弟兄姐妹之间呢，就充满着报喜不报忧的假象。
In our church lives, when we see our brothers and sisters, we might tell them good news that are happening in our life rather than the sad news.
啊，某某弟兄啊，啊，听说啊，你被 lay off 了，是不是？
Brother so and so, I heard that you got laid off.
是啊，但是我不担心啊。
You just lost your job, and the other person might say, "Yeah, but I'm not worrying."
哦，因为啊，神的恩典够我用嘛。
Because God's grace is sufficient for me.
某某姐妹啊，听说哦，你啊，这个检查出身体啊有状况。
Sister so and so, I heard that your health has is bad.
哦，那怎么办？
What should you do?
没有关系啊，我相信呢，神的能力一定啊够我用啊。
Don't worry, I believe that God's grace is sufficient for me.
哦。我们发现说，在教会里头、啊、大概都充满着这样子的一个情况、哦、
We might see a lot of things like such as these happening in church.
只不过表面的平安，并不代表真实心里头的安宁。
However, peace on the surface does not really represent, or truly reflect our inner state.
我们真的能够不为明天忧虑吗？
Is it true that we don't worry for tomorrow?
我们真的能够得享耶稣基督在这里所说的平安吗？
Can we truly receive the peace as described by Lord Jesus?
哦，所以这个都是我们可以去思考的一个方向。
And this is a direction that we can go towards.
到底主耶稣在这段经文里头要教导我们什么？
What exactly is Lord Jesus trying to teach us in this passage?
哦，其实主耶稣的教导哦，并不是要我们过分的乐观。
Actually, Lord Jesus is not telling us to be overly optimistic.
这一段的经文的教导是对人软弱有充分的了解之后的教导。
This teaching was spoken by Lord Jesus after he had understood our inner needs.
啊，所以确实也是啊，值得我们啊，所有的弟兄姐妹哦，在一年的开始，在这个哦经济还没有起色复苏的时刻里头，我们可以去做思考的。
It's worthy for our reflection as the new year begins.
我们怎么样面对明天？
How should we face tomorrow?
我们怎么样能够不为明天而忧虑？
What can we do so that we will not worry about tomorrow?
哦，首先在这一段经文里头教导我们。
First, this passage teaches us.
他要我们不要忧虑。
Not to worry about tomorrow.
哦，因为啊，我们知道我们自己忧虑不来了。
Because we know that there's little that we can do.
好，在25节到27节里头告诉我们。
Verses 25 to 27 tell us.
哦，这里叫我们哦，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。
Not to worry about our life as to what we will eat or what we will drink, or for our body as to what we will put on.
哦，如同我们刚刚所分享的。
Just as we have shared.
哦，人必须要吃喝才能够延续生命。
We have to eat and drink in order to live.
哦，今天呢、啊，我们虽然啊、没有富裕到说每天要考虑要吃鲍鱼呢，还是要吃什么山珍呢
Even though today we might not worry about what kind of seafood we will eat.
哦，哪一家餐馆的料理啊，大厨比较会煮
？Or which restaurant has better cuisine？
哦，我们呢，可能不至于忧虑啊，这种富裕的选择啊。
Perhaps we don't worry about, we don't have to make such a choice.
让我们忧虑的啊，是我们是不是啊，哦，该啊缩衣节食哦，啊为着。能够有下一餐啊，而节省。
Rather, we might worry about whether or not we have to watch our finance and save more.
我们开始收集这个折价券。
Perhaps we have started collecting coupons.
我们开始在 on sale 的时候才出去采购。
Or go shopping when there is a sale going on.
我们开始啊，在采购的时候啊，会注意到这个价格的问题啊。
We started to pay attention to price.
这一家超市比较便宜，还是下一家超市比较便宜
？Is this supermarket has a better price, or does the next one have a better price？
我们为了能够节省那个几分钱，甚至啊，我们多跑了远一点的路去采购。
In order to save a few dollars, we're willing to travel to a farther place.
我们虽不至于为要穿金戴银而忧虑。
Perhaps we don't worry about which, about how, whether or not we should wear a nice clothing.
但是啊，我们会为我们身体健康的状况来忧愁啊。
But we will worry about our health.
我怎么又身材又变样了？
How come my figure has changed once again?
医生的报告说我最近的状况不是很好。
A doctor said that according to my latest physical examination, my health is not so good.
我是不是要考虑一下医生所建议的食谱啊？
Do I have to consider following the diet that the doctor has prescribed?
这种事情啊，都真实的充满在我们每个弟兄姐妹的生活当中。
And these choices happens in our life.
所以在这里啊，耶稣叫我们。不要忧虑。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us not to worry.
那我们又怎么能够不忧虑呢
？But how can we not worry？
他接下来告诉我们。
So he tells us.
因为生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗
？Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing？
天上的飞鸟不种、不收、也不积蓄，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
The birds of the air, they do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet the Father in heaven feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?
在这里告诉我们
So here it tells us.
主耶稣为什么不要我们忧虑
The reason that Lord Jesus wants us not to worry.
因为我们知道我们对于未知的明天跟将来我们是忧虑不来的
Because we have There's very little that we can do about tomorrow.
27节说，你们哪一个能用思虑使岁数多加一刻呢
？27 asks us, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
人有做人的限制。
As humans, we have our limitations.
我们只能够活在当下的时空里头。
We can only live under present time and space.
我们没有办法对于未知的明天。有能力来掌控。
We don't have power over tomorrow.
因为那不是我们所能够控制的。
Because that's something beyond our control.
而且也不是我们用忧愁能够改变的。
Nor is it something that we can change by worrying about it.
忧虑往往带给人这个不愉快的心情。
Anxiety often brings us sorrow.
甚至这个忧虑会让人身体有的不好的这个不好的这个方面
It could even cause negative effect on our health.
甚至胜过这个肉体上的疾病。
It could even cause us more troubles.
在箴言的18章14节说人有疾病，心能忍耐。心灵忧伤，谁能承担？
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 14 tells us, the spirit of a man can endure his sickness, but as for a broken spirit, who can bear it?
忧伤的灵使枯干，哦，喜乐的心乃是良药。
A sorrowful spirit will dry up a bone, but a joyful spirit can cheer a person.
哦，这都是我们啊，很熟悉的经文。
These are verses that we're very familiar with.
哦，从这个这个医疗的病史来看。
From the medical history.
哦，十八世纪的鼠疫，哦，十九世纪的肺痨，二十世纪的癌症，哦，二十一世纪的忧郁症。
The plagues in the 18th century, 19th century, 20th, and even 21st century.
啊，从这个外在肉体上的疾病转变到内在心里头的疾病。
Evolved from a disease that affects our physical body to one that affects our inner spirit.
哦，在今天呢，这个忧郁症哦，确实是如同二十一世纪的黑死病一样，困扰着所有的人。
Depression that many people suffer today is just like the Black Death that affected people in the past.
为什么？
Why?
就是因为人能力有限。
It's because we as humans are very limited in power.
哦，却要去承担那个哦无法承担的明天的这个忧虑啊。
Yet we have to bear the anxiety and worries of tomorrow.
哦，因为那个是人所承担不来的。
These are things that as humans we cannot bear.
哦，所以神，所以主耶稣啊，不要人为明天忧虑。
That's why Lord Jesus doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow.
因为那个是人无法承担的。
Because this is something that man cannot bear.
哦，神不要人去背负那个无法承担的重担。
God does not want humans to bear a burden that's too heavy for them to bear.
哦，所以主耶稣要我们不要为明天忧虑啊。
That's why Lord Jesus doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow.
哦，不是因为他教导我们自我欺骗的乐观啊。
He's not teaching us to deceive ourselves with optimism.
哦，而是他知道我们人的局限跟软弱。
With false optimism, but rather he knows our limits and weaknesses.
所以他不要我们去忧虑明天。
That's why he doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow.
好，再来，主耶稣为什么不要我们为明天忧虑
？Next, why doesn't Lord Jesus want us to worry about tomorrow?
啊，因为啊，我们不想将明天所要面对的困难，在今天就预知过来。
Because we cannot foresee the troubles in the future.
啊。以至于连今天本来可以拥有的幸福也被剥夺掉了。
And by trying to do so, we will lose the joy or happiness that we have today.
哦，在这个28节到30节。
In verses 28 to 30.
哦，这里告诉我们。
Tells us.
哦，不要为这个穿什么哦来忧虑。
Not to worry about clothing.
哦，你想野地的百合花是怎么成长？
Think about the lilies of the field, how they grow.
哦，他不劳苦，不纺线。
They do not toil, nor do they spin.
哦，但是在所罗门王最荣华的时刻，所穿戴的还不如这一朵花的荣美。
Yet not even Solomon, all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. 哦，
神给野地的花草尚且有这样荣美的装饰。
If God so clothed the grass of the field,
何况哦，我们人。比花草还来的尊贵呢。
And what about as humans? Are we not much more valuable than grass of the field?
啊，我们人往往啊，会哦，会有这种哦，高瞻远瞩哦，先天下之忧而忧的这种情怀呀。
As men, we often worry about the unseen future.
啊，我们总是啊被教导说哦，要生于忧患，才能死于安乐。
We are taught to plan for the unseen so that we can live a better life.
我们要未雨绸缪啊。
We have to plan for the future.
哦，我们啊，人哦，如果没有远虑，一定也会有近忧。
And without foresight, our lives might be in trouble.
哦，所以很多时候我们被教导成把我们整个生活的重心呢，放在那个 不知的将来跟明天。
Many times we put our focus, the center of life, into the future that we cannot see.
但是当我们过度为我们未知的将来跟明天来忧愁的时候，
But if we overly worry about the future that we cannot see,
我们反而失去了在今天所拥有的平安。
We will lose the peace that we enjoy today.
我们反而忘了为今天所拥有的一切而感谢。
We might fail to give thanks to everything that we have today.
有时候太过聪明的人，
Sometimes a person who's too smart,
反而会失去了那个做平常人的快乐。
Might lose the happiness that a normal person would enjoy.
比如说啊，当你看到这一片翠绿的这个风景啊。
And for example, if you see the greenery in front of you.
如果啊你就忧虑到将来，他们会被这个环境会被破坏，会被污染，然后枯槁掉了。
And then you worry about the future that the environment is will be destroyed in the future. You will not see greens anymore.
那你还有心情在那个风光明媚的时刻当中去享受那个大自然的喜悦吗？
Can you then continue to enjoy nature?
当你看到这个美丽的这个少女的时候，
When you see girls or beautiful girls,
你就忧虑到她在几十年后她也是白骨一堆了。
You see that a few years down the road, she will turn to a heap of white bones.
人生就是这样子的，美丽有什么用？
This is life. What's the point of beauty?
因为忧虑将来人的结局，人是白骨一堆，黄土一堆，而忘了为今天所拥有的青春美貌而欢喜快乐。
You worry about tomorrow and you see that at the end of life, what will become of man is a bunch of dust. So you lose the joy that you have of youth that you have today.
人还有很多这方面的一个忧虑跟倾向。
And we as humans have a tendency to worry in this direction.
结果造成了只是那一种念天地之悠悠而独自怅然泪下的这种这种感伤却没有任何的创造性价值。
You worry so much about what will happen tomorrow, you throw yourself into a pit of sorrow.
这也是主耶稣不愿意我们去承担的。
This is a burden that Lord Jesus doesn't want us to bear.
我们看一下这个传道书
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子，吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。我们再来看过来，第九章
Let's turn to chapter 9.
九章第九节。
Chapter 9, verse 9.
九节，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。在这里告诉我们神要我们为他所赏赐给我们的一切来高兴，来快乐。
Here, these two verses tell us God wants us to enjoy what we have in this life.
神并不是叫我们说今朝有酒今朝醉管他明天如何。
Lord Jesus, God is not telling us to live, to eat, drink, and be merry. Don't worry about tomorrow.
但是神却不愿意人为那个人力所不可为的明天的忧虑来丧失今天的快乐跟幸福。
God does not want us to lose our happiness by worrying about the tomorrow that we have no control over.
这个也是神，这个也是主耶稣在这里叫我们不要为明天忧虑的一个原因。
This is one of the reasons that God doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow.
哦，并不是啊，叫我们做一个哦，不懂得为将来来做准备的人。
He's not telling us to be a person who doesn't know how to plan for his future.
而是不愿意人为将来过度的忧虑而失去今天的喜乐。
Rather, he doesn't want us to lose our joy by being overly anxious about tomorrow.
而被忧愁、被忧虑所捆绑。
He doesn't want us to be bounded by worries, anxiety.
失去了那个神造人的尊严。
And in doing so, lose the nobility that God has given us when He created us.
也失去了基督徒那个与众不同的标志，就是喜乐。
And lose the sign of a Christian that is joy.
第三个。
Third.
为什么耶稣要我们不要为明天忧虑？
Why is it that Jesus doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow?
因为他要我们知道，他仍然控制着一切。照管着所有。
Because he wants us to know that he's the Lord of the future who controls the future.
我们看回来这个马太福音哦。
Let's turn back to the gospel according to Matthew.
三十一节。
Chapter 6 verse 31.
所以啊，不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。三十二节说，这都是外邦人求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。三十三节。
33。
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。在这里呀、耶稣告诉我们
，Here Lord Jesus tells us，
为什么不要我们为明天来忧愁
？The reason that we shouldn't worry about tomorrow，
因为神他会照顾
，Because God will provide，
因为神仍然统治着一切
，Because God still is the ruler of all，
他会照我们所需用的一切。来供给我们
He will provide us according to our needs
所以我们不需要为明天来忧虑来忧愁
That's why we don't need to worry about tomorrow
神在我们生命当中有他很多他的作为跟他的计划
God has his plan for us
有时候他为让我们得到好处
Sometimes for our own benefit
他会让万事相互的效力
For our own good, he will cause everything to work together for that purpose.
罗马书的八章二十八节
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
那里说我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
我们从圣经上我们得知很多这个神的工人都有这么一段的经历。
From reading the Bible, we know that many of God's workers experienced this passage.
比如说这个约瑟。
For example, Joseph.
约瑟啊，被他的哥哥把他卖到埃及去做奴隶。
Joseph was sold by his brothers to Egypt as a slave.
他不是出国念书啊。
He didn't go to another country to study.
他也不是移民高就啊。
He then immigrated to another country for a better life.
他是被卖到国外的一个甚至连劳工都不能算了，是个奴隶啊。
Rather, he was sold to another country as a slave.
他没有身份。
He didn't have a status.
他没有权利。
He had no power.
他也没有明天。
He had no tomorrow.
好不容易啊，他得到主人的赏赐。
And after much hard work, his master, valued him.
法老的侍卫长波提法对他破格任用。
Looked upon him, Pharaoh's officer Potiphar used him.
将他从奴隶高升至管家。
Elevated him from that of a slave to a house steward.
眼看仿佛过去的苦日子都即将过去。
Seems like all the hard lives he had in the past will pass.
他至少脱离了奴隶的生活。
At the very least, he's not a slave anymore.
虽然他仍然不是一个自由的人，受制于他的主人。
Even though he's not truly a free man, he's still under the control of his master.
至少他是个管家。
But at least he's a steward.
没想到在这个时候，在他的生命当中又起了波澜。
But unfortunately, there's another wave that came up. in his life.
哦、他的女主人、啊哦、却喜欢上他。
His master's wife liked him.、
哦、要跟这个管家约瑟、哦、来一段不伦的婚外情。
He wanted to have an affair with Joseph.、
哦、当被约瑟拒绝之后
，After Joseph rejected her.、
哦、他的女主人、啊、恼羞成怒，反而诬告约瑟、啊、想要、哦、非礼他。
His master's wife became angry and falsely accused him.、
哦、当然了，在顾及波提乏、哦、在顾及颜面之下，也不会详细去查问、啊、就把约瑟抓到大牢里头关了起来、啊、
And Potiphar, in order to save his face, did not、open a close investigation, so he put him into jail.、
哦、这个监牢、啊、不比一般的监牢。
This、jail is.Different than other jails.
哦，这个是王的监狱，是皇宫的监牢。
It's a jail in the palace of the king.
哦，除非啊，哦改朝换代哈、哦，里头的监这个关在里头的人呐、啊，才有重见天日的可能啊。
Unless the king dies, otherwise prisoners in this jail will never see another day.
哦，所以眼看呐、啊，这个约瑟哦，他想要重获自由是毫无指望。
It seems like Joseph had no hope to regain his freedom.
哎，但是神跟他同在。
But God was with him.
哦，他在监牢里头啊、受到这个典狱长的赏识啊，哦，把管理犯人所有的事情啊，都托付给约瑟。
In the jail, the chief jailer trusted him and committed to him all the prisoners who were in the jail.
哦，那也因为他是王的监牢，他关的犯人呢、啊。都是跟宫廷有关系的。
And since it's the jail belongs to the king, all the prisoners in the jail had to do with the king.
哦，他在监牢里头为啊这个膳长跟酒正解梦。
He interpreted dreams for the cupbearer and bakers of the king.
哦，就如同他所讲的哈、哦，如同约瑟哈、哦，从神那边所得到的信息哦，告诉这个酒正跟。跟这个膳长。
The Joseph told the cupbearer and baker the message that he had received from God.
哦，当这个酒正啊，官复原职，哦，重见天日。
When the cupbearer was restored to his position.
哦，约瑟啊，才有机会哈、啊，能够见到法老王。
Joseph had another opportunity to see Pharaoh.
哦，那又加上啊，因为替法老。解梦有功啊
Moreover, because he interpreted Pharaoh's dream,
哦，得到法老的信任跟赏识
he gained Pharaoh's trust.
哦，再一次的破格任用，从一个监牢的犯人变成埃及通国的宰相
Pharaoh elevated him from a prisoner to prime minister of Egypt.
哦，这个约瑟啊，他的一生充满着传奇。
Joseph's life is full of ups and downs.、
啊、如果说约瑟他要为明天的忧愁的话
，If Joseph were to worry about tomorrow,、
啊、我看呢、啊，他一生当中哦，他大部分的岁月都是在忧愁居多吧。
I believe that he will live most of his life in sorrow.、
啊、就如同、一般人所说的、哦、说人生不如意的事情啊，是十有八九哎。
Just like what people said, most of the time what happens to us is unfortunate events.
哦，但是约瑟为什么能够不忧愁
？But how is it that Joseph did not worry?
哦，因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
神与他同在，让他明白神仍然照管一切，神仍然控制全局啊。
God was with him, and God let him know that he is the God who's in control of tomorrow.
所以他能够不忧愁啊。
That's the reason that he did not worry.
他能够勇敢地面对他所当面对的困境。
He was able to face difficult situations with courage.
哦，打败他，超越他。
Was able to defeat them and surpass them.
哦，圣经里头的大卫王也是一个例子。
Likewise, King David in the Bible.
当他还是个小牧童的时候，他快乐自在。
When he was just a shepherd boy, he lived a happy life.
或许啊，那是他人生当中唯一不忧愁的时光吧。
Or perhaps that's the only time in his life that he felt happy.
哦，但是自从他哦一战成名啊，哦打败了这个非利士勇士哥利亚之后
once he defeated Goliath, the warrior,
他要升为扫罗的战士长。
He was elevated to become a warrior next to King Saul.
哦，甚至啊，他成了扫罗的女婿，成了驸马爷。
He even became son-in-law of King Saul.
娶了啊扫罗的女儿米甲公主。
He married Saul's daughter, Princess Michal.
但是啊，常人所看、所羡慕的这个皇宫里头的锦衣玉食啊，却成为啊大卫啊提心吊胆的生活。
However, the life of luxury that he lives in the palace became the source of anxiety for him.
扫罗因为嫉妒他，嫉妒大卫啊，天天想要杀他。
Because Saul was jealous of David, he wanted to kill David every day.
我们想到大卫在这个皇宫的生活一定如坐针毡哦，处处提心吊胆。
Imagine the life that David had lived in the palace.
哦，难怪他会告诉他的好友这个约拿丹王子说，他离死啊只不过一步之远而已。
No wonder David told his best friend Jonathan that he's only a step away from death.
哦，后来因为扫罗哦执意要杀大卫。
Later, because Saul insisted on killing David.
哦，米甲公主啊，哦，放了大卫。
Princess Michal helped him escape.
但是大卫却也因此哦而啊、这个哦被冠上哦要杀妻逃命啊、哦、的这个丈夫的罪名呢。
However, as a result, David was mistaken as one who wanted to kill his wife.
哦，走投无路的大卫，天天被扫罗要追捕啊。
David had no way to go. Every day, King Saul sought to kill his life.
哦，沦落到啊啊成为流亡的人。
He became an exile.
哦啊，在扫罗的眼中看来啊，只不过是一群强盗罢了。
In the eyes of Saul, David was like a robber.
哦，住在山里头的山贼呀。
It was a robber living in the mountains.
哦，最后啊啊。大卫被逼得不得不带着他的群跟随的这个群众去投靠敌人哦，非利士人哦。
In the end, David had no choice but to bring his followers to the enemy of Israel.
哦，但是啊，这个困境啊，仍然没有离开大卫。
However, unfortunate events did not depart David.
哦，原本想说啊，投靠敌人呐、啊，就能脱离扫罗的追捕，就不用面对扫罗啊。
He thought that if he went to the enemy of Israel, Philistines, he would have a safe life.
我没想到哦，这一步棋他走错了，反而啊，他必须要面对哦这个扫罗。
But however, he didn't know that he had made the wrong choice. By making this choice, he had to face Saul once again.
哦，这个非利士王亚吉呀、啊，将要用哦大卫他的部队啊，哦。替他打最前线。
The king of Philistine wanted David and his men to fight in the front line.
哦，大卫即将要面对哦，他要跟自己的同胞哈、哦、兵戎相向的窘况。
David was put in a situation where he had to his force to fight with his own countrymen.
哦，因为有神的介入，因为神在掌控全局啊，解了大卫的围。
But because God is in control of the future, he intervened and saved David.
哦，让这个非利士王他的臣仆啊，哦，向王建议啊，哦、不可派大卫出战。
He calls one of the servants of the king of Philistine to suggest the king not to send David.
哦，一面大卫啊，阵前倒戈啊，哦，反而对自己不利。
Unless David would change his mind and switch side, this would cause harm to Philistines.
哦，所以啊，这个大卫啊，免去了哈、哦、跟自己的同胞哈、哦，跟自己的手足啊，兵戎相向的窘况。
And this saved David from having to fight with his own countrymen.
哦，最终啊，哦，大卫啊，他当了以色列的王。
And lastly, at the end, David became king of Israel.
哦，所以我们从约瑟的例子也好，从大卫的例子也好，我们都能够明白。
Whether from the example of Joseph or King David, we know that
哦，神在他们两个人的生命都有他的计划。
God has planned for their lives.
神负起全部的责任。
God bore responsibilities for them.
神掌控的所有的局面。
That he's in control of their lives.
哦，所以这个也是主耶稣要我们不要为明天忧虑的原因。
This is one of the reasons that Lord Jesus tells us not to worry about tomorrow.
因为他会负责。
Because he will take the responsibility.
因为所有的情况是神在掌控。
Because God is in control of everything.
哦，所有的局面都在神的管制之下。
That God is in control of all situations.
哦，所以凡事互相效力，要叫我们这些蒙他所召的人得到益处。
All things work together for good to those who love God.
也因为凡事在神的掌控之下。
Because all things are under God's control.
哦，神不会让我们遇到承担不起的情况。
God will not cause us to bear a burden that's too heavy for us.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章的十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
十三节，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人能啊人所能受的，啊，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。哦，在这里呀，告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
神有时候为了要让我们这些爱他的人。更能够哦啊，在灵性上能够更进步，更上一层楼。
Sometimes in order to elevate our spirituality.
哦，所以他允许我们啊面对一些试探。
He allows us to face certain temptations.
他允许我们啊在一些困境当中来熬炼。
He allows us to face difficult situations.
哦，他不希望我们啊在那种平淡顺境当中啊。把我们的心智啊给磨掉了。
He doesn't want us to lose our hearts by living a smooth and a successful life.
哦，忘记了神，也忘记了我们应当努力的目标。
Forget about God and the goal that we should strive towards.
哦，所以神允许在我们生命，在我们生活当中遇到风浪，遇到困境。
That's why God allows winds and waves to happen in our lives and difficult situations to happen to us.
哦，但如同啊，刚刚我们所分享的。
But just like what we have shared.
哦，神不要我们为明天忧虑。
God doesn't want us to worry about tomorrow.
因为他掌管一切。
Because he's in control.
啊，他照顾一切。
He cares for everything.
哦，所以当我们遇见试探的时候。
Therefore, when we face temptation.
哦，都是神老早为我们量身打造好的。
We have to know that it's part of God's plan.
哦，是我们能够举得起，是我们能够受得了的。
It's a temptation that we are able to bear.
哦，因为他是信实的神。
Because he's a faithful God.
哦，他不会让我们所遇见的试探过于我们所能够接受的。
He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able.
哦，他总在我们受试探的时候会为我们。留一条后路。
But with every temptation, he will provide the way of escape for us.
他总会在我们遇到试探的时候，为我们开出一扇门来。
He will always open a way for us when we are being tempted.
叫我们能够出死入生，叫我们能够忍受得住。
So that we can escape from this temptation.
哦，所以我们不用为将来、为明天来忧愁。
And that's why we don't have to worry about tomorrow.
哦。也是因为神的这样的应许
Because of God's promise、
哦、我们可以胜过我们周遭一切的困境
We're able to overcome all the difficult situations around us
我们不需、哦、不需要、哦、过度的忧虑
We don't have to be overly anxious
因为这是神不愿意见到的
Because this is something that God does not want us to do、
哦、因为人、啊、很容易会忧愁、哦
We as humans, we worry very easily.
人每百年岁，常怀千岁忧。
we don't live until we're 100, but we worry about what will happen 1,000 years to come.
不忧愁自己，忧愁儿女；不忧愁儿女，忧愁到孙子孙女。
If we don't worry about ourselves, we worry about our children. If we don't worry about our children, we worry about our grandchildren.
不忧愁自己的家庭，忧愁到这个社会。
If we don't worry about our family, then we worry about our society.
不忧愁我们美国啊，忧愁到台湾去了啊，台湾的政治前途要怎么办？
If we don't worry about the United States, we worry about our home country.
我爱台湾啊。
I love Taiwan.
我每天为台湾忧愁。
Therefore, I worry about Taiwan every day.
他加入这个现在加入这个什么 ECFA 到底是好是坏？
Now Taiwan has joined ECFA. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
会不会整个被中国大陆所接收？
Would Taiwan be taken over by China?
神在人的国中掌权啊。
But God is in control.
神照管一切。
He takes care of everything.
神要立谁当王就谁当王。
God can make anyone he wishes to be king.
万事互相效力。
All things work together.
就是为了让我们所有的神要拯救选召人得好处啊。
To work together for the good of those who love God.
所以我们不要为明天忧虑。
That's why we don't need to worry about tomorrow.
因为我们知道我们不是全能的，只有神才是全能的。
Because we know that we are not almighty, only God is almighty.
我们不要为了那个人所不能够承担的事情忧虑，以至于失去了今天神所给予我们一切的喜悦。
Let's not worry about tomorrow and lose the joy that God has given us today.
所以主耶稣最后告诉我们。
That's why Lord Jesus tells us,
不要为明天忧虑。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will care for itself.
一天的难处一天就够了。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
愿我们都能够得享不忧虑的权利。
And may we all enjoy this authority of not worrying about tomorrow.
因为我们知道我们自己的局限。
Because we know our limitation.
因为我们知道神在掌权。
We know that God is in control.
所以我们能够不因为将来的忧愁夺走了今天的喜悦。
That's why we will not lose our joy because we worry about tomorrow.
让每个人都活得踏实，活得喜乐，活得有尊严。
May everyone live a fulfilling life, a joyful life, and a life of dignity.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
368首。
368.